They have 100% faith in them being able to help you achieve it.
Wow.
So with those people, you have to wait.
Or not.
Or not. So let's go a little bit further. It says the goal's reality will call forth and accomplish every miracle needed for the goal's fulfillment. What does that mean? It means nothing too small or too enormous, too weak or too compelling, but will be gently turned to its use and purpose. The universe will serve your purpose goal gladly as your goal or purpose serves the universe, but don't interfere. Okay, we just got some incredible truth laws there. It told us that this is the way it works. To say, okay, I just told you that setting a goal will, the goal itself will create all the miracles necessary to achieve your goal. You set a goal, and the goal's reality will call forth and accomplish everything you need to achieve the goal, which is different from the way that we do it, which is we set a goal and we try to figure out how to do it. Okay, that's different from believing that the goal itself, if you really focus on the goal and there's a real sincere goal, that the goal itself will accomplish everything that's necessary to allow the goal to manifest. Then the mind says, well, how does it do that? This is the way it does it. I don't care how small it is or how large it is. I don't care how weak the situation, the thing is. I don't care how compelling the situation is. I don't care what you do. Anything you do in your life and anything that you feel in your life is now going to be used for your purpose. Okay, now what did he just tell us? So, well, Earl, I don't care how you feel. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you do. Everything you think, feel, or do is going to be used to help you achieve your purpose.
Cool.
How would you like to wrap your mind around a thought like
yeah.
that? I don't care how I feel, it's going to be turned into something that can be used to achieve my purpose of happiness and peace. That's how the goal creates the miracles that make it happen. It uses everything to bring you to that state of love and joy and peace that you're looking for. I'll say this again until I hear it. Everything you do, everything you feel, I don't care how small, I don't care how large, I don't care how compelling, I don't care what you do from this moment forward, every single solitary thing that you do think or feel in your life is going to be used to help you achieve your purpose. Hear that. 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 Now, this is the biggest rule of all to me. The universe will serve your purpose gladly as your purpose serves the universe. If I want all of you to serve me, then I have to want to serve all of you. I have to be sure, like the Course is saying, if you want the universe to always help you manifest what you want, if you want God to always help you get what you want, if you always want the universal laws to produce what you want, then what you want is that whatever you want serves the universe. I want a brand new car. I want that car to serve the universe. I want a brand new house. Let my house be used as a means for healing and helping everyone. I want a new car. Let my new car be a means for healing and helping everyone. I want some new clothes. Let my clothes be used as a means to help everyone. At the very least, it covers you up. And so, that's serving everyone. That's serving everyone right there. So, don't worry about it. You go to the store and get some clothes servants. You know, okay, here are two major thoughts. The part of the mind that's distracted and distraught and frantic will not hear what I'm saying right now. So I'm never teaching that part of your mind. When you come here, I'm never teaching the you think you are. I promise you, I'm not even thinking about the you that you think you are. When you come here, I'm talking to the you that is in constant communication with God and your guidance. That was the you that brought you here in the first place. You know you wouldn't bring you. You know the you that you can sometimes think you are wouldn't do it, right? So something brought you here. So what brought you here? That's what the Course would call the Christ in you. The spirit in you is what brought you here. Your ego has no interest in what I'm talking about. The pod that's fearful, distraught, frantic, and has learned what the world teaches and believes that pod is what's true, that part of you is not interested in what I'm saying. If anything, that part of you is telling you the insanity of what I'm saying, the untruth of what I'm saying, how what I'm saying isn't really real. That's what the ego is going to tell you. But your real self knows that there would be no such thing as a universe that was created with the idea of having pain as a natural part of it by anything that was loving. Nothing that loves you is going to hurt you for your own good. God did not lead you through a world of misery and to tell you at the end of it why he did it to you. And you went through that right there because I know that was horrible to you. Went through that so that you could learn. Said, no, that no loving God will put you through that kind of test. The universe will serve your purpose gladly as your purpose serves the universe. The universe will serve your purpose as your purpose serves the universe. The universe will serve your purpose as your purpose serves the universe. The universe or God will serve your goal as your goal is something that serves everyone. So whatever you ask for, it doesn't matter. You can ask for anything you want. You can ask for anything you could imagine. You can ask for anything you desire. But when you ask for it, ask that it be used to serve everyone, to help everyone, to benefit everyone, to bring good to everyone. The universe does not serve, God does not serve personal interest. That's why anything you make up for yourself to do or to have that has nothing to do but your own personal interest, it always looks like you have to do it on your own. So the things that you're doing on your own that it looks like you're not getting any help in are the things that you're doing from a sense of your own personal interest without thinking about that thing benefiting anyone else. So you don't have to give up your desires. You just have to start including more people in the benefit of them. And not have divided devotion, which means that you are now claiming that everyone is now going to be doing everything that's necessary to help you achieve your goal of peace and sanity. You don't know how that's going to happen. You don't even feel like you need to know how that's going to happen. You're not going to even try to figure out how that's going to happen. You know now you should be focused on having it happen, wanting it to happen, being open to it happening, letting go of the blocks to it happening. All you have to do is get out of the way and let the goal call forth everything needed to accomplish everything that's needed to achieve it. What does that mean? It means I need to walk through the day saying every single solitary thing that happens to me today, no matter what it is going to be used to help me achieve my purpose. What is my purpose? Whatever my purpose is, let me tell you. I want the universe to serve it, so I want it to serve the universe. Hello, that's the formula if you want to use it. That's the formula if you want to use it. It's on the CD if you want to use it. There's the formula. There's the formula. There's the formula. There's the formula. Very specific instructions about the way to see things and the way to approach it and how to look at it. You got very specific instructions. And you have to apply the truth specifically in every single situation until you come to an understanding that's far greater than the understanding you have right now. And that's how you get to the truth. You apply it to specific situations until you start to have an understanding about it that's greater than the understanding you have right now. So I just gave you the formula through the course about how to have everything you want manifest. You heard that today.
I heard it.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it? And did you know something? At the very beginning, that's the only thing that could possibly be asked, is just to hear it. You see what I'm saying? So I appreciate you. Let's acknowledge us for hearing this much today. Incredible. Woo! 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 Man, did you hear me? So that means when you leave out of here, will every situation that you experience when you leave out of here, will that situation now be used as a way to achieve your goal no matter what it looks like at the time? Do you declare that?
I declare that.
Did you declare that? Okay. But We're going to do a love offering. Thank you for sharing with me, with my full-time course ministry. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing yourself to hear something about the peaceful part of your mind. Don't forget, we have the chili cook-off today for an hour.
In showing Earl our gratitude for all he gives us.
Here, here.
Where's the video camera when you need it? I can tell some people I like to.